Hi, I'm Sally Olson and I'm a researcher specialising in health-related research, as well as a university teacher at the University of Sheffield.
And I'm Deli Elliott, a senior lecturer from the University of Glasgow.
And in this episode of the Are You OK podcast, we are discussing how we analyse the data and which processes we used, as well as the headline themes that jumped out. I think it's really important to mention that we started this research project wanting to explore international doctoral researchers' mental well-being from the perspective of their supervisor.
We know that mental health and well-being among doctoral researchers in particular has gained a lot of attention recently. There are influential publications in Belgium, Australia, and the UK which reinforce the urgency and importance of this area. Many of them investigated it from the doctoral researchers' points of view, recognizing the very close relationship between doctoral researchers and their supervisors. We wanted to see what new insights talking to supervisors could be discovered in understanding doctoral researchers' well-being.
Yes, so with that in mind, we conducted in-depth semi-structured interviews with 15 postgraduate researcher supervisors from 7 different UK higher education institutions. Some of these are face-to-face and some of them were online or by telephone. All the supervisors that we interviewed had experience of supervising at least 2 international PGRs, and most of them had supervised international PhD students from at least the same region. 2 participants had supervised 2 PhD researchers from the same region, but one of these had yet to complete. During the interview, a creative narrative approach was used, whereby the interviewees were given a timeline that they physically or online visually represented how home and international PGRs' psychological well-being fluctuated during their PhD. This is all from the supervisor's perspective. This technique aimed to not only map the PGR's psychological journeys, but to encourage the participants to reflect on how their students' journeys occurred, and it yielded richer and more meaningful data. All the interviews were audio recorded and transcribed, and they were analysed by the research team, that's you and I, Deli, that we were part of.
Yes, and as for the analysis, we drew upon the principles of thematic analysis from Brown and Clark. The process is quite long, so I will try and summarize it. First, transcripts were read and analyzed by the 2 members of the research teams to familiarize themselves with the data. That was us, actually. Then we assigned preliminary codes, such as level of understanding of mental health and well-being, supervisors being equipped to offer support, or doctoral researchers protective factors, among others. Then we look for patterns in these codes with and across all transcripts. These codes were reviewed and in many cases combined so that an initial coding frame could be generated. And this coding frame led to a wider theme discussion, for which the master themes and sub-themes were then created and were subsequently applied to the remaining dataset.
It is a long process, Deli, but a very thorough one. Now, I know these themes became our main findings, and I know that we explored them in more details in another podcast, but I think we could get away with discussing the main headline themes. Which ones really jumped out at you, Deli?
Well, for me, one of them is having this personal space, which refers to doctoral adventures in an unfamiliar terrain, especially since we're talking about international doctoral researchers.
And that is linked to the supervisor space, which was a theme which is about supervisors' academic remits and the professional boundaries and the support that they receive or don't receive from the institution.
Certainly, both of which are informed by the institutional space, or what we often refer to as the doctoral research culture, and what takes place in both professional and social communities.
Well, we had better stop there before we end up discussing all of them. They're fascinating findings, and there is much more information about our research findings on another podcast. We hope you find it as interesting as we do.